When our boys were much younger, we loved going camping. They became braver as they got older, but at first, they never wandered too far from my side, sitting next to me in the dark by the campfire, walking with their hand in mine as we walked through the dark woods. I remember one night, both of them piling into my tent when we heard the distant cries of wolves. Snuggling up close to me, where they felt no evil, because they knew I would protect and comfort them. Time reveals that we can't rely on ourselves for the protection we often seek. So where do you turn for protection and comfort? This meditation from Psalm chapter 23 is a contemplation on relying on the divine protection, care, and comfort that can only come from God. So to begin, whether resting in the bright, safe rays of morning sun or the dark, foreboding shadows of evening, yield to the next 15 minutes as a divine retreat, a time not of solitude, but protection and care of the triune God. Allow your eyes to move from open to a soft gaze, and now to shut. And permit your mind to begin centering on the safety of Christ. Consent for your body to posture itself as you hold on to the hand of God. And concede for your soul to be cared for now by the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of communal care by responding to this passage from Micah chapter 7. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, I know you are with me. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. Lord God, shepherd and rule your people with your scepter of blessing. For Lord God, I know you are with me. Lord God, shepherd and rule the flock of your inheritance and of your possession. For Lord God, I know you are with me. And Lord God, shepherd and rule your flock which dwells alone, separate and secure from attack in the forest, in the midst of the garden land. And Lord God, I know you are with me there. Continue on for a moment by settling deeper into this time of awareness, mindful of moments to be cared for. You are always safe here. Even in this time of holy sanctuary, there may still be moments of worry and concern. Don't push them away, but simply note them for now in your mind. Scan your body now, too, from head to toe. How does isolation feel within you? Feel the weight of being alone, of being vulnerable. Who do you turn to? Seek the Holy Spirit to lift fear and isolation from you. Feel your soul being cared for, protected, and nurtured. Move your center from fear to joy. Center on the peace found in the care of the divine presence. Take several deep breaths, full deep breaths from your belly. And become mindful of each breath. Each breath in fills you with the Spirit. Each breath out releases fear and isolation. Inhale the Spirit of God. Your body now filled, leaving no room for fear. Be mindful of your breathing. Stay here centered for several more moments. Fearful thoughts of isolation may arise, that's fine. In fact, celebrate them as a reminder for you to return to your breathing and whispering the centering prayer, Lord God, I know you are with me. Now continue as you center on encountering God in each of three different divine readings from Holy Scripture. This well-known passage reminds us we aren't alone. We are known, and we are chosen, and we are safe. Imagine this passage as a personal reminder for you, and contemplate on what you hear from Psalm chapter 23, verse 4, from the English Standard Version. My dear friend in the faith, I know this path you walk can feel long and treacherous at times. It can feel very lonely. But remember that even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for you are with God. His rod and his staff, remember that they have, they will, and they will always comfort you. What did the Holy Spirit speak to you? Well, listen once more from Scripture and center on the communal care of Father, Son, and Spirit. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. For this next minute, contemplate on the one thing that spoke to you most deeply. Once more, but now notice how you respond emotionally and listen to the entire 23rd Psalm from the New American Standard Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What emotions or affections did you experience in this well-known passage, this second reading? Well, take this next minute to be fully mindful of how you are cared for in a community, how the presence of the triune God walks with you. Rest here in the peace that you are never alone. In this third expanded divine reading from the Common English Bible, reflect on the passage now as a mindful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. I pray this assurance and awareness now in the name of your Son, our Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What did you encounter in the words of this prayer from Scripture? Well, for a moment, reflect on these words now as they become yours. While resting in imaginative contemplation, walk once more through the green pastures, not alone, but with the presence of God. And keep walking beside the still, quiet water, not in isolation, but feel the abiding presence of God within you like your hope of glory. Now look ahead. See the dark valley approaching. Are you tempted to stop, to turn back? Well, feel the hand of God squeezing your hand a bit tighter. Feel the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You aren't alone here either, are you? In fact, you are never alone. Take this minute to become mindful of the ever-present guidance, care, and comfort of God. As the care of God guides you, be mindful of opportunities He will work through you to guide another. How might God use you to show His care and comfort, to guide someone you meet along the way? How can you be the hand of God as you walk with others through green pastures, beside still waters, and especially through dark valleys? Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to remember that even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for you are with God. His rod and his staff will always comfort you. So may you know the protection of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the safe and loving presence of God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this safe place as long as you can, encountering the peace of God and silently whispering, Lord God, I know you are with me, and mindful of ways to be God's comfort too for others.